The lilting witchery, the unrest of winged dreams is in our breast. Written by Black Cat, read by Opal Song. Fandom, Star Wars. Rating, teen. Relationship, Mace Windu, pawns. Also tagged for Dragon Jedi. Alternate universe, dragons. Alternate universe, canon divergence. Humor, and reveal. Part 2 of the Luminous Beings Are We series. They're supposed to be spacer tales. Pons has heard plenty of them, of course. All the clones have. As soon as Jedi are mentioned, everyone seems to have a story. A first-hand account of mother's boyfriend's grandfather's best friend who saw a Jedi do something incredible once upon a time. A story they're obliged to share as soon as they realize there's a Jedi nearby. Pons has been told about Jedi turning into stars, or animals, or moving planets. He's heard about Jedi who can speak to plants, and Jedi who can grow out of plants. Jedi who can grow wings, or walk through space, or shift continents. There aren't a lot of Jedi, after all, especially considering the size of the galaxy. And the vast majority of the Republic's population has never seen one. At first, it was aggravating. All the tall tales and misinformation. The belief that Jedi were something beyond the scope of most beings, capable of miracles, and therefore at fault when things went wrong. Now, though, it's mostly just amusing. And Pons will admit he's tucked a few of the more far-fetched tales away to share with the other commanders the next time they meet up. There are variations on every planet, and lots of repeated tales, but the one that always comes back is dragons. It's the one Pons would definitely share if it weren't common enough that likely every trooper has at least heard mention of it at this point. Jedi as dragons, and old spacefarers muttering about vast beasts with claws and teeth fit to rend and, well, it's all ridiculous. Pons had practically laughed in the face of the first long-distance hauler to tell him about it, and it brought him to snickers just yesterday, imagining his general, Mace Cripping Windu, Master of the Order, General without peer, Jedi of greatest renown, champion of the whole order, as some big, scaly lizard thing out of myth. Pons isn't laughing now. The tanks that had Lightning Squadron trapped and pinned down are flaming chunks of rubble, scattered across the battlefield. There's a swath of droid parts, some melting in the winter sun, carpeting the ground. And the cannons that were about to put a very abrupt end to their advancement, likely permanently, are twisted and bent, clutched in long black claws. At the very least, Pond tells himself, a bubble of hysterical laughter rising in his chest. At the very least, he can't call Mace a big, scaly lizard, because that's a crithing dragon! With a growl that rumbles like thunder and practically shakes the battlefield, Pon's general, who just turned himself into a beast the size of a small cruiser, drops to the ground, dumping the pieces of the cannons aside with clear distaste. There are no scales, just dark, leathery hide, black down his back and sides, and pale purple along his long neck and beneath his wide wings. His eyes are purple, too, burning, and they settle on Pons without hesitation. His head dips and...
Casualty report, Commander,
Mace says. Mace says! The dragon that is Mace says! Pons can't even begin to formulate a response or use words. A hand catches his elbow, gently tugging him back, and Razor slips past him, pushing him into Stack's grip.
Sorry, General, I think you broke him, Razor says with good humor, stepping right up in front of the dragon.
Mace! Mace the dragon! Pons maybe needs to go sit down for a minute and focus on not hyperventilating.
Mace cocks his head, and it's the same motion as Mace raising a brow. Only dragons don't have brows, so he can't do it the way Pons is used to. That's definitely judgment, though. Faintly amused and entirely tolerant, and Mace snorts.
Of all the things I thought would rattle you, Commander, he says dryly, this isn't the one.
It's a spacer tail, Pons finally manages, a little too loud. Like plants turning into Jedi.
There are netty Jedi, Mace says,
and the humor in his face isn't something Pons should be able to read, but he can. You're a dragon, Pons says, and that's definitely a little hysterical.
I'm a Jedi, Mace counters,
and lowers his head even further, sinuous neck bending, wings sweeping out and down.
They're largely interchangeable.
Yes, sir, Pons says faintly, and sits down a little harder than he intends to, pulling his helmet off. He doesn't quite put his head between his knees, but the thought is definitely there. There's a quiet huff from above him. Far above him. And Mace shifts back a step.
Casualties?
One injured, sir, but Brass is with him, Razor reports.
You got to us in time.
He did. He dropped out of the crypting sky, a small body plummeting down, and Pons had seen him falling and thought, had been terrified. And then he was a dragon, between 1 second and the next. And he landed on the tanks, and Lightning Squadron, very abruptly, wasn't the SEP's biggest concern. They probably didn't even rank 10th or 12th on the list. After Mace started breathing plasma. Purple plasma. Just like his lightsaber. Somehow, that thought feels hilarious right now, for reasons that Pons can't figure, but which probably start and end with shock. Brass would know. Brass always knows.
Commander? That familiar voice asks, a thread of true concern in it.
And Pons breathes in, breathes out, and lifts his head.
Sorry, sir, he says,
and makes a valiant attempt at not letting his eyes cross as he looks up at the giant dragon looming above him. Mace is a handsome dragon. That's an all right thing to think, right?
Pons can ignore the mouthful of griffing big teeth if he focuses on the sleek, matte shine of Mace's hide, the tall, sharp horns, the rows of spines running down his neck.
I thought they were spacer tails.
Mace snorts, but he folds his wings, then slowly, deliberately folds down, long tail curling around him like a cat, making himself less of a threat. Trying not to loom, Pons thinks, and has to close his eyes at the rush of impossible warmth for this ridiculous, amazing man who's always so careful with his troopers, with any lives entrusted to him. Even if he's a giant lizard who breathes plasma, he's still Pons' general, and Pons feels that knowledge like a trickle of relief through his chest, a A settling of understanding that feels like hysteria easing.
We don't hide it, Mace says. But changing takes effort and many calories. I will likely not be good for much once we get back to the base. At least for another day or two.
Sir? Pons asks, alarmed, and comes to his feet in an instant, taking a step towards Mace.
If it's that bad, if changing now would make a difference, we can get you back.
Mace's head dips, and he nudges the helmet Pons is holding. Just once, and gently with a thump of plastoid on hide, but Pons can recognize the gesture for what it's meant to be, and he stops short.
Easy, Pons, Mace says quietly. I'll get you and the men back to base first. Waiting that long to change won't do me any harm.
If you say so, sir, Pond says, already calculating the best way to make Mace stay in bed until he's fully recovered. Brass will help. Everyone in Lightning Squadron will help. Mace is their general. Mace's resigned sigh says he knows exactly what Pond is thinking. But he knows them all well enough that he doesn't even try to protest. The end. If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback, both for myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening!